This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Giddy hit Austin. My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
I just want to do things my own way, you know.
Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Broadcasting to you worldwide in beautiful high-definition audio, or something quite like it, from Trinidad World Recording Studios, my beautiful studio here in Fort Worth, Texas. Have you seen our ad? So proud of this. Our big quarter-page ad in Best in Texas magazine. All you bands know Best in Texas out there. Well, flip through the new Best in Texas. It's got Keen on the cover, Robin Earl. Got a nice little ad in there of P2, myself, sitting there playing a 72 Fender Deluxe Telecaster sitting in front of the board at Trinidad. It just says, record with P2, with an email and a phone number. An open invitation to all to come record here at Trinidad World Recording Studios. It's what we do. 817-733-5256, or email me, phil@philpritchett.com. Check out the ad. Let me know. Shoot me an email. Let me know that you saw it. That would do me a great bit of good. Hey, Phil, saw the ad. Looks great. My friend's in a band. I'll send them to you. Something like that. Well, I hope y'all are doing well. I want to ask everyone's forgiveness out there. We have been way behind on the podcast. Tragically behind. Oh, I don't want to offer a lot of excuses for any of this. Other than I've been very busy mixing, writing songs, playing, etc., etc. So it is with a heavy heart that I announce here today that the podcast, in order to be a ongoing concern, as they say in the stock market or something, an ongoing concern, an ongoing thing, we're going to scale it back just a bit. We've been doing an hour-long show once a week for the last 2 years, and it's just starting to run a little. It just gets hard for me to get that much content down every week consistently. If I get, you know, caught up with a project or out of town or something, I get behind pretty fast. So the whole idea is to stay current, hit you with some hot topics, some thoughts on all various subjects that you come to love here on the P2 Podcast. So we're probably going to knock it down to maybe more of a 30 to 35 minute format. Two sections. Really, all we're going to be kind of doing less of is sort of the listening to music. The vault section, man, I hate to admit it, but, you know, I'm a man of specific and very particular tastes. And we do an album every week, but, man, we've done like 120 shows. And I don't know if I've got 120 albums I would highly recommend. I don't want to just put anything out there that I think is mediocre. Like, yeah, it's okay. It's got a few good songs on it. So that's kind of part of it. Is it just, it was hard to just always come up with some record, you know, to, gosh, you know, just going through my vinyl in there. And we've kind of hit them all after about 120. There's a lot more to do. There's others out there, of course, and we'll have segments on that. So that'll be in our second segment if we listen to a record or a guest segment, something like that in the second segment. So that's really all we'll be cutting back on just a bit. It's my commentary on old records and things like that. So, in an effort to keep, you know, the news of P2 coming to you and all that, our guest segments and interviews and all that kind of stuff, we're going to keep that part of the show just rolling along and hopefully be a lot easier keeping things current and not getting behind. So, you know, I hope that sits well with everybody out there. You, the fans who support the podcast. There you go. There you go. Well, we have a major announcement here, and I'm just getting ready to make it. Right now, out of my mouth, into the microphone here at Trinidad World Recording. Are you ready? We've made this R.E.M. album. You know I've been talking about it. Man, you see R.E.M. broke up. Right as we're talking about coming out with an R.E.M. EP, me and Rodney Parker, we've recorded 5 R.E.M. songs. Trinidad Tribute R.E.M., Phil Pritchett and Rodney Parker. R.E.M. hits the news that they're breaking up. So our timing's either really good or really bad. I have no idea. If history's any indication, probably really bad. But that's all right. We're going to put it out anyway. Actually, it might be really good. I don't know. No one else is going to be recording new R.E.M. songs. So, we had an idea. We had to come up with a little artwork. It's just going to be digital-only release now, so we don't need a back cover and fold-out liner notes and all that. But I'm announcing right now, here on the P2 Podcast, if you are an artist or even just a novice person who thinks they can come up with a little artwork for me and Rodney's R.E.M. EP, all you got to do is design it and email it to phil@philpritchard.com. Simple as that. Enter as many times as you want. If you say, man, I got, you know, this is real simple. It's just a black and white sketch. And then this one's a oil painting I did, Phil Pritchard and R.E.M. Send it all. Enter as many times as you like. The winner, of course, will have the huge prestige and distinction of designing this EP cover that will be flashed across internet screens worldwide, not to mention of some free music, etc., associated with winning the contest. I don't know. We'll make it worth your while somehow. No money, just a lot of fun and games and access. So we encourage all fans out there to send in your cover design. Now, you got to incorporate this little phrase here, because this is going to be kind of a series, I think, of me working with artists, doing bands, kind of like Blueprint Garage. You've seen our Blueprint Garage designs. There's Blueprint Garage Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. This is going to be Trinidad Tribute. Hear that? Trinidad Tribute R.E.M. So that has to be there. And then underneath, Phil Pritchett and Rodney Parker. Very simple. That's what the only rules there is, that has to be on the front somewhere. And then go crazy with the design. Tipping my hand a little bit, I will say I would be partial, perhaps, but not necessarily, to some of those 80s R.E.M. style bizarre album covers. They'd cut up a bunch of pictures and glue them together real weird, or I don't know. They had all kinds of different styles that they did. So who knows, man? It might be worth your while to go back and look at those on iTunes and look at those old R.E.M. covers, the little thumbnails of them, and just kind of get, oh, okay, you know. Pretty cool, but don't let that dissuade you from just putting your own spin on it. The more creative and wilder, the better. So we're very excited about that. So contest, it's open. Email it to phil@philpritchard.com. Just attach it as a JPEG or something. Say, hey, Phil, here's my contribution. And don't worry about yet the templates. It has to be, you know, roughly square. And then if we settle on a design, we'll get with you on the templates, like the exact size it has to be and all that. But not to worry about that. Give me the raw creativity first. Just give me the raw design. Send it on. phil@philpritchard.com. The contest is underway. There you go. Phil Pritchett and Rodney Parker, Trinidad Tribute, R.E.M. Go to it, fans. The contest is open. Oh, so. There's our big news there. Contest news. And you know what? Here's another little tip. I think in this next segment, our second segment, I'm just going to break out the R.E.M. EP, play a few tracks off of it. I don't know if we can play all 5, but play a few selections from it. And hopefully as you're designing your album cover, maybe listen to a few of these tracks that Rodney and I did in the band. You kind of go, aha, yes, this pushes me in this direction artistically. Draw it up and email it to me. Very, very exciting. Well, what else is new? Mentioned the ad we got in Best in Texas. Recording, busy stuff. Been mixing a Down Home Freedom Band's record, finishing that up. Mixing our friend Red Shahan from Lubbock, man. Got a great record here, set to come out here very soon. And so many more. So studio rolling along here. What else is going on? This is just major announcement podcast day. The other big thing I want to mention is November 5th, 2011. You hear what I said? November 5th, 2011. Mark it on your calendars. It's happening. You know of what I speak. Part 2, Phil Pritchett and the Full Band live recording, Surf Club, Executive Surf Club, Corpus Christi, Texas. Maybe you were there when we did the recording in August. I played a couple of the tracks last podcast we did. The Bullfighter was on there, All I Want to Do. Rockin', raucous. But as has been reported, man, it was very hot that night, you know, 105 or something like that. Extremely humid. So the early part of the show came out really well. Midway through the show, which was a wonderful show, we had a great crowd there. Thanks a lot, fans. Corpus, we wouldn't do it in Corpus if we didn't get a great crowd out there and everything. So we enjoyed that, having y'all out there very much. But man, it was so hot, so humid. We started having a little glitchy problems with some of the recording gear and such. So, man, but it went so well, the show and everything. I said, man, we'll just book another date in a little bit of a cooler month, a bit of a more autumn climb, and see how it goes. So November 5th, maybe you missed. I got a lot of emails from people. Oh, man, I'm so sad I missed it. You know, I couldn't be there that time. Well, now's your chance. Say, man, they're coming back November 5th, first Saturday in November 2011. And it's going to be a different kind of show. We'll do a lot of the stuff we did earlier, but I got a lot of records, man. You know, I don't know, 10-something studio albums. So a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be recording some songs, doing some takes of songs that we didn't even do at the last show. So live album recording, part 2, November 5th, 2011, Phil Pritchett and the Full Band. Golly, this news, live recording news. The ad, come record, Best in Texas, check that out. The REM album contest. Good grief, man. This is just overflowing. Overflowing with news and opportunities for fans out there. Oh, what else? What else? What else? Oh, man, I've been writing a ton. I go through these little phases where I just am not interested in making music. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just playing my show, doing my thing, whatever. Then all of a sudden, I kind of get one thing going, some good little idea, and I get it down, and I go, oh, yeah, that reminds me of this other thing I was working on. And I go back, and I make headway on that, and I go back to this other thing. All of a sudden, I've got like 30 things in various forms. I don't know what happens to all of them. But some of them will wind up on the new Phil Pritchett and the Full Band record, for sure. That'll be due out here end of the year. Hopefully, well, we'll just see, you know me. Just whenever it's done, it just kind of comes out. So no official drop date there. So keep an eye out for that. A lot of interesting, cool stuff. I'm just really into kind of a new direction on this album. I'll be interested to hear what you fans think of it. In the end, I'm just going to do it anyway, so I hope you like it. That's kind of how I approach it. But, I don't know, maybe not as much of, just chunky little chords, some witty lyrics, and that's it. Maybe more, I don't know, bombastic, anthemic. I don't know, it'll sound like Queen or something, I don't know. Bombastic rock. So... I've been having a lot of fun working with the songs and things like that. So look forward to that. Of course, the live record we mentioned earlier, that'll be coming out as well. Early next year, probably. We'll see how this November 5th date goes. So a lot of... that's about 3 new records from P2 for you there, folks. The Rodney Parker EP that you yourself can design. The live record in Corpus. And, of course, new material from Phil Pritchett and the Full Band. A whole new record. So those are our big things, man. Recording, recording, recording. It's what we do. Don't forget to come record here yourself, bands. PhilPritchett.com. Phil at PhilPritchett.com. Come record, 817-733-5256. Well, 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 with no further ado, let's get into this next segment and play some REM from Phil Pritchett, me, and Rodney Parker, our little project. We'll take a listen to some of the tracks in our next segment. Stay tuned. Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Imploring you to hire the full band. We are always for hire. Hey, it's no secret we're playing fewer, shows out in bars at midnight these days. We still do it, don't get us wrong. But the best way to see P2 and the full band is just to say, hey, I'm going to call Phil, 817-733-5256. Or, you know, shoot him an email, phil@philpritchard.com. Say, hey, me and my buddies, all the friends here, all the men, all the ladies are getting together, having a party out on the ranch or in the house or at this little club or something. You and the boys, you and the band, come play. It'll be great. So give us a call, man. That's what we love to do. Come play for the fans wherever you may be. So, man, that brings us to the business at hand here. REM. Been thinking about it, mixing, working on it for a long time. It was born right here on the podcast when our friend Rodney Parker came over and was sitting here talking, and we started talking about old REM. He'd seen an REM show years back. He goes, man, that really, you know, kind of got me going, got me thinking about music. I kind of casually said, man, we ought to get together and do a few songs. At that point, I was thinking, maybe we'll get together with the acoustic guitars, just kind of do some, you know, mellow acoustic kind of things. So that didn't really come to pass, though, man. We blew it out with the with the band and the studio and the works. A few of them here really adhered to, you stayed pretty true to their original recordings. You know, we didn't want to get too far away from it. And a couple of them we really jacked up with the, messed around with the arrangements and tried to do some cool stuff with it. But this first one, we did pretty straight ahead, kind of did more of a train beat on the drums than REM had done originally. So a little bit of a jangly country kind of feel for this one. This is the REM classic, Driver 8, as done by me and Rodney Parker, with Rodney singing the bridge, me singing the lead vocal. Check it out, man. Get your artwork going for this. As this is playing, you can be designing that REM, Phil Pritchard and Rodney Parker EP cover open contest. Hopefully this inspires you to that end. Driver 8, our version of it anyway, on the P2 Podcast.
Take a break, driver eight, take a break.
Yeah. Great song. Driver 8, R.E.M., originally from Fables of the Reconstruction. I think I made a sort of R.E.M. mix CD. Parker had known more of the later R.E.M. stuff. I had all their old stuff as well. So I put a few older songs on there for him to check out. I mean, you know, maybe some ones that I was a little more familiar with. So certainly Driver 8, a classic R.E.M. tune. It's just southern and cool and wistful, and you know, you're just on a train traveling through the South. Minor chords, a great riff. It's greatness. Well, I love when Rodney comes in. If you feel the hated heat there in the middle, man. So much fun. We had a blast doing it. Hope it shows in the recording. Well, what's another one? What's one Rodney sang? I think I sang half. Rodney sang half. This is one that he sang. This is the first song off the Document album. You know, it was the record with It's the End of the World as We Know It. And this one goes out to the one I love. But we feel like those might be a little too obvious from that record. So we chose this one. It's the first song on the album, but, you know, not maybe one you think of off that record. And kind of did this one true to the original, man. Just had the drums, and the drums sounded so damn good on this. Gabe playing the drums. I just kept them loud, kept the reverb on it, and just said, man, I don't know, let's just leave it like that. This is the Finest Work song with Rodney on lead vocals. Trinidad Tribute, R.E.M., Phil Pritchett and Rodney Parker. I was thrilled when I sent these mixes to Rodney. Of course, I'm always a little nervous. You know, I want everybody to like what I'm doing. It's like anybody else, any of you out there at work. Sticking your neck out there, day in and day out. Leaving yourself open to criticism, etc. You know, because really we came in, we did guitar, bass, and drums pretty plain Jane away with the band, and they left. Then Rodney came back and did some vocals. I did some vocals. But a lot of the mixing you're hearing, man, all these stuff swirling around, all the silly stuff, all the fun things was me just experimenting with different things. So, yeah, a lot of stuff bouncing around in that mix. But I really liked it. So, but I was a little hesitant when I emailed it to Rodney. I was like, hey, man, here's kind of how I'm hearing it. So, he just loved it straight away, man. I was like, dude, it's great. Let's just put it out. So I was thrilled to hear that because I liked the way that one came out. Very cool. Well, man, those first two add here, you know, pretty reasonably to their original incarnations on REM's record. So for this next song off the album Green, World Leader Pretend, with yours truly, Phil, P2, how you doing? Me on vocals, one of my favorite REM songs. Yeah, I kind of went off in the weeds here, man, just went off, and I didn't know where this one was going. We changed the key a few times during basic tracking. It was so low. We were playing E minor originally, and wasn't happening. So I think we moved it up a step. Here we are doing World Leader Pretend, and just added all kinds of zany stuff in here, man. But it's a pretty rich, fun mix on this one. This is one of my favorite ones with me on lead vocal. World Leader Pretend, Trinidad tribute, REM, Phil Pritchett and Rodney Parker. Check it out.
Let me make it good. And I
There you have it, folks. Oh, isn't that fun? Isn't that so much fun? What a great song, man. It's always a dream of mine to record that and just do something fun and zany with it. love it. Love that one. Really enjoyed doing it. Rodney loved that one too, man. He's like, yeah, it sounds great. So he's the kind of guy I like to work with who just says, dude, great, let's do it. So, hey, it's all coming your way. The EP designed by you, the album cover art, the contest is open. Phil@philpritchard.com. Send me your artwork, a JPEG. Don't worry about the dimensions and all that. We'll get that figured out. But send me as many designs as you want. You can enter 100 times if you'd like. Email your album designs. Just include the text Trinidad Tribute : REM. Then underneath it somewhere, somewhere else in the artwork, Phil Pritchard and Rodney Parker. And we'll take a look, man. We'll pick a winner and put this thing out. So there's a little whetting of your appetite palate there for the REM EP by me and Rodney Parker. Three songs there. We might play a couple more here in our next podcast. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, check out that ad, our proud ad in Best in Texas that says Record with P2. You can just point to it and say, that's P2, man. I listen to the show. I'm in the know on this guy. I know that guy, Phil. Come record at Trinidad Bands, 817-733-5256. Or shoot me an email, phil@philpritchard.com. Well, thanks for listening, folks. Hope I didn't hit you with too much news here about the podcast, the album, the live album, the new Phil album. Goodness gracious, so much going on. Well, we're back with the podcast coming to you consistently every week. Thanks for listening out there. Thanks for bearing with us through the slow few weeks we had here where I was out of pocket. But the podcast rolling again. Truth must be told. Enlightenment must shine through out here in these uncertain musical times. Am I right? You know I'm right because you're listening to this show. Bless you all, folks. We'll see you out there, fans. Much tougher.